producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Touchdown, jubilation is the Rosetta. Mission is a success. Landing on a comet traveling 34,000 miles per hour towards the sun. That's the stuff dreams are made of. Well, we got Freeway Ricky Ross, the biggest coke dealer probably in U.S. history ever, quote, busted, joining us to blow the history of CIA drug trafficking wide open. Of course, the big movie, Kill the Messenger. Guys, give me the IMDb printout on that, please. Also portrays Ross in it, and he's here with us in Austin, Texas, before he goes to speak to some college students up in Dallas. And we're going to be – I've been talking to him since he was in prison. He's been in prison 25 years, but he's going to be in studio with us. I haven't even met him yet. He came in last night. He's been out with the crew. He just arrived, and so he'll be in studio with us coming up in the next segment. Well, breaking, the U.S. and China just announced a huge deal on climate. You mean a huge tax deal like Obamacare? Or the plan to take over the Internet and tax it and regulate it to protect it? Obamacare for the Internet? A huge deal. He's getting ready on the Internet, on carbon taxes, on your guns, with the U.N. treaty he says he'll honor that goes in December 24th, a little Christmas present. Wide open borders, going after your guns, going after your energy prices, going after you with carbon taxes, going after you, going after you, going after you, going after fast track, the sign over sovereignty, Republican leadership involved in that. The U.S. and China just announced a huge deal on climate, yeah. And it's a game changer, Mother Jones reports. Oh, yes. The surprise agreement, you mean the sneak attack, aims to double the price of carbon pollution reduction in the United States only. What a great deal. You make it harder to work and have factories here and force it over to China that always signs on but doesn't comply. Dirty coal power plants, three being built a week. We have more than three being shut down a week, clean ones. What a dig, you Obama. Well, our electricity already costs five times what it does in China. So no wonder no one wants to build. Thank you. Yeah. Let's make it 10 times. Oh, man, Obama, what a great deal. Make our energy 10 times more expensive than Chinese coal power energy. And the average American goes, I don't own coal stocks. I don't have a coal stove. All you electric car people with your Volts and all of you that are like, look at that gasoline guzzling truck. Oh, and you got your electric lawnmowers. It comes from coal. Coal, coal, coal. Coal, coal, coal. I mean, this is like a bandit blowing the race car engine before the race. Obama's driving the Chinese race car, and he comes over and like throws a hand grenade in the engine. And we go, oh, thank you. The engine, boom, blows out. Oh, it's such a good. And he's like, wait, that the engine didn't totally blow? Throw an Obamacare hand grenade in there. Bring in 60 million illegals to bankrupt things. Another hand grenade. The thing is, the country was so rich and so powerful, they just can't blow the engine. You filth. And we've got 60 million people refusing to pay the income tax, keeping the economy going. It's meant to shut it off. Oh, you filth. You trash. You scum. I mean, this country's under total attack. In a surprise announcement last night, the world's two biggest economies and greenhouse gas emitters, the United States and China, said they will partner closely on broad-ranging package of plans to fight climate change, including new targets to reduce carbon pollution, according to a statement from the White House. But it's going to start out with doubling the price in the U.S. because we're the leader in that. And look at Obama smiling. Can you imagine? Oh, because they don't just cut the power off. They then charge you more for it. All right, folks, we're going to go to break now. And when we return, Freeway Ricky Ross, the real Rick Ross, in studio. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, all of us on Twitter, Real Alex Jones. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Folks, we're broadcasting worldwide now into the second hour. Coming up the third hour, we're going to open the phones up for listeners. Your chance to talk to Freeway Ricky Ross. And, of course, Rick Ross is been recognized as a major pawn of the CIA drug war game. He was a pioneer in the crack cocaine trade in Los Angeles. Ross harvested millions of dollars a day as an unknown participant of the CIA and U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency Ops. And then long after he got out of it, they still set him up and sent him to prison. And here's my issue. It's the government that made narcotics illegal when Prohibition ended of alcohol because they needed another business to skim off of. That's on record. They've been shipping the narcotics into this country since they made them illegal. You could buy cocaine, heroin, speed, anything under different names at the drugstore. You would go and get cocaine syrup, shot into your, quote, tonic. That's where soft drinks came from.
I know I had family that, you know, basically worked in that business up in Waco where Dr. Pepper comes from. It had cocaine in it, too. In fact, one of my ancestors actually named Dr. Pepper. The point is, doctor will pep you up. So this guy's been a Dr. Pepper as well. You make it illegal, though, it brings all the prostitution, it brings all the money laundering, it brings all the exploitation into it and makes it dirty. And how are you going to legalize slavery again in this country? How are you going to scoop up 3, 4, 5 million people and throw them in jail every year and take their rights away? You do it by putting something highly addictive. Beer's addictive. We're going to lock them up for that. Fast food's addictive. We're going to lock you up for that. They throw it out. Hope people pick up the adulterated poison filled with all sorts of toxic garbage. And then when they catch you on it or catch you selling it to support your habit, you're going to be thrown under the jail. And then the prisons are broken up into racial gangs, the black gangs, the white gangs, the Hispanic gangs, the Asian gangs, just like they're breaking up the rest of our society. This is a social engineering program on record. And Rick Ross could have shut up about the CIA. He could have gone along. They wouldn't have given him a life sentence. I remember interviewing Gary Webb. He's got the big Renner film out right now. Of course, Kill the Messenger, dealing with it. And I remember talking to Webb. He was going to come on in a few months. And he gave me a disc with all his documents. And he was going to have a new book coming out to vindicate everything he'd done, everything he'd said. He won all sorts of prizes, you name it. But his editors and the L.A. Times, run by the CIA, that was declassified 2 months ago. The CIA did target him with a disinformation campaign. They did lie and say he was discredited. He would never admit he was discredited because it wasn't true. And before he could vindicate himself, they killed him. Now, why would the CIA declassify that a month before the film came out 2 months ago? Why would they do something like that? Well, I'm going to ask Rick Ross that question, but I really think it's because it's already so well known. It's even on Fox News that our troops grow the opium and load it on C-130s, and then it comes here, and then it goes through people like Ross that are intermediaries. It goes CIA to the Black Front because it's the black man bringing us the drugs. He's the bad guy. Not the CIA, not the establishment. It's the Tony Montana type. It's the Cuban. He's behind it. It's the black guy, or it's the white trash guy in the trailer selling the drugs. No, it's not. And as the economy shuts down, more people want the drugs. Your daughter gets hooked on them. Now she's a topless dancer. Then she's a hooker. This is how you bring down society. And then you got SWAT teams running around paramilitary for the war on drugs. You got the Patriot Act they're using for the war on drugs, merging it all together so everyone's under suspicion. Your daughter hurts her back in a volleyball accident. When it's at one of my friends when she's 16. 2 years later, she's addicted to pain pills. Goes around doctor shopping to get the things. Instead of getting treatment, they throw her in jail. Then she gets in with bad people. Next, she comes out with an education in criminal activity after a year and becomes, you guessed it, a streetwalker. This is how you kill a civilization. This is how you annihilate a culture. This is how you bring a country down. So a minority of people in the YouTube comments and on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com said, what are you doing having a huge cocaine dealer on your show? Okay, what are you doing putting up with a government that went and hired him? See, there's no outrage about that. There's no outrage about the big banks laundering $386 billion in 2 years, Bloomberg reported, two banks alone. Wells Fargo, Wachovia, $380-plus billion. Type it in. Big banks laundered $300-plus billion. It'll pop up Bloomberg, AP, you name it, from 4 years ago. That's just one admission. They paid a $111 million fine. That's like if you rob a bank for $1 million paying a $3,000 fine. It's a slap on the wrist. It's not a slap on the wrist. It's like them flicking a penny after they rob the bank of the cops. You walk out, the cops open the truck up, help you load the stolen money, and you throw them a quarter. That's what this is. That's how this system works. And now it's expanding the racket with all the psych testing in the schools and the drugging of the kids that way to get them into the system. I am therealrickross.com, freewayrick.com, freewayrickross, And I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but in 96, they were getting, he hadn't dealt drugs in years, they were getting rid of everybody. See, they always flush the people that work for him. He was sentenced to life imprisonment after being convicted of trying to purchase more than 100 kilograms of cocaine from a federal agent. Ross became the subject of controversy later that year when a series of articles by journalist Gary Webb and the San Jose Mercury brought to light the connection between one of Ross's cocaine sources and the CIA as part of the Iran-Contra scandal. His sentencing was later reduced to less than 20 years and released in September 2009. He's finally off the probation, the harassment, all of it, able to put his book out that's excellent. We're selling it at InfoWarsStore.com. Even if you already know all this, give this to friends and family. He is currently in the process of creating a feature-length film for his life story, Cracking the System, and creating his autobiographical book, which is now out. And that is Freeway Rick Ross, The Untold Autobiography by Rick Ross with Kathy Scott. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. I admire Rick Ross because I talked to Gary Webb about it. When this came out about the CIA and his trial, he didn't really know about it. He was blown away. Everything suddenly made sense. They said, just shut up, don't cooperate with this reporter and people, and we'll go easy. He didn't, so they gave him life in prison. That was clearly done politically, so it was reduced. But it doesn't matter. The issue is he's repented of it. The CIA and the New World Order haven't. So he joins us now until the end of the transmission. The next hour and 45 minutes, we'll open the phones up for Rick Ross next hour. But Rick, it was like sunny and 80 degrees a few days ago. Sorry you got to be in Austin when this global warming cold front hits, but thank you so much for coming.
No, I'm just blown away to be here. I remember when I was in prison and you tried to come down to see me and make sure that I was okay. And it was one of my dreams to sit here with you in the studio. And here I am today. And I'm just blown away, man. And thanks for still having me here.
Oh, it's awesome to have you. And you're speaking to college students all over the country. You're speaking to the Black Congressional Congress Press Club. You're at the premiere with Renner of the film. I mean, you're having a big effect now. And that is so exciting that you can really educate people. Because back when this all first came out, people didn't believe the CIA was bringing drugs in.
I didn't believe it. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Even when Gary reported the story, and I was like, oh, this guy Gary, what is he talking about? I was involved with the CIA and... No way. It wasn't until the CIA themselves told me that they were involved and put out their report. I mean, that was when it really hit me that, hey, Gary was right. You know, because, I mean, it was just hard for me to believe. How can a little guy like me who wasn't supposed to succeed, couldn't read, couldn't write, high school dropout, I mean, how could I, you know, be involved with something this big? I mean, it was just like... Totally shocking to me. You know, I'll be honest with you.
Let's start at the beginning. And in the few minutes we have before break, start at the beginning of your life, get into how you got into drug dealing, how you suddenly found this incredible source that made you the biggest dealer on the West Coast, and then we'll lead right through your trial, prison, the drug war, and phone calls.
All right, let's do that. Well, you know, I was born here in Texas, Tyler. My mom decided that she wanted to try... Los Angeles, give us an opportunity to have more than what she had. She was a maid here in Tyler, so she moved to L.A. I moved in during the Watts riot, right when the riots broke out. I got to see the Black Panthers, and you know, I used to want to be a Panther. So I go to school and, you know, trying to be like any other normal kid, you know, want to be a police officer, a firefighter, or airplane pilot. Started playing tennis in high school, you know, did pretty good, made All-City, was offered scholarships, but I couldn't read or write. So when it was time to take the scholarships, I couldn't go to college. So I found myself with the one thing that I thought that I could count on was my tennis to get me out the ghetto. And I found that that was no longer an option for me. So I found myself back in the streets in South Central Los Angeles. So I'm walking around trying to figure out, you know, what was I going to do with myself, and couldn't get a job, you know, even though I was a very hard worker, had no problem, you know, rolling up my sleeves and doing whatever, car washing, taking out trash, any number of things, just anything that I could do to start making a living, I was willing to do it. Well, one of my friends came from college, and he had this stuff called cocaine.
Stay right there. We're going to come back there and start with your friend from college coming back. Freeway Rick Ross is our guest, the Untold Autobiography. You're getting the big exclusive inside the CIA drug dealing operations of the crack cocaine epidemic. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit Pro-EM-1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or Pro-EM-1.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
I stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Coast on record, and became in the heart of an investigation that later the CIA inspector general had to admit that the CIA was involved bringing in the majority of the cocaine, at least to the West Coast. It's much bigger than that. Mena, Arkansas, I've interviewed the pilots that were there unloading the cocaine, not just Tosh Plumlee, who's on record Iran-Contra testimony, but just so many others that were there and saw governors, saw vice presidents who would be there personally offloading aircraft of the cocaine. I mean, that's what, if local kids saw it, they'd kill them. Remember Mena, Arkansas and all that? And then if cops talked about that, they'd kill the cops. I mean, a lot of people have died over this information. I hope you understand this. And everybody today is like, yeah, we know they bring it in. Well, wait, we didn't know this back in the 90s. There'd been the heroin coming in out of Southeast Asia, but they'd blame a colonel or somebody. This is organized. All right, this is a short segment. I want to go back to you, Rick Ross. It's great to have you here, my friend, and I appreciate your courage and you not selling out and getting that longer sentence, you know, for not backing down. But let's get into now where you left off. You can't get a job that pays well. You don't have a criminal record. You could have got a scholarship, but you couldn't read and write for tennis. And then your friend comes back from college.
Yeah, so he introduces me to cocaine for the first time. But what I also noticed, Alex, you know, when I was in prison, I did a lot of thinking back. And I can remember when, before I started selling cocaine, you know, they started coming out with movies like Superfly and almost like priming you up for this lifestyle that you're about to get into. So when my friend comes and shows me cocaine, I'm interested because I saw Superfly.
What you hit is key. The CIA's now declassified that. Rock and roll, the drug culture, the CIA delivered the first suitcases of LSD. White kids weren't smoking marijuana. They delivered it. I mean, it's incredible. They primed the whole deal.
Oh, absolutely. It's almost like they get your mind ready so that when you get the opportunity that you're interested in.
It's called predictive programming. Go ahead. I'm sorry. It's just what you're saying is absolutely right.
So when my friend comes and he shows me this stuff, never seen it before. It was yellowish white. I'm like, well, I thought cocaine was supposed to be white. He's like, no, man, this is it. So he introduces it to me. He gives me a little bit, like $50 worth. He said, go and see what you can do with it. So I go around the neighborhood and I'm asking everybody. Nobody knows what it is. I mean, I'm going all over South Central L.A. Finally, I run into a guy. He was a pimp. And he says, let me see it. And he takes it and he cooks it up. And he says, oh, yeah, it's pretty good stuff. And that's how I got started selling cocaine. And it went from there to this one person would buy from me, and then another one would come, and he would introduce me to somebody else until up, you know, some days I'm making $3 million a day.
So you got it on the ground floor of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally ground. Was totally a novice. I had never smoked pot. At that time, I was still tinkering on being a tennis player, you know, like, I don't know if you're going to make it in tennis, you know, but you got to do something. You know, my mom's on my back right now because I'm living with my mom. I'm not bringing in any income, and she's really going hard on me. You know, you're a bum. You're not going to be doing nothing with your life. So I desperately want to do something now. I need to make some money somewhere. So when this opportunity came, you know, I thought that it was a blessing from God. You know, I started off just helping Mike, who was my friend. You know, I'd make the money for him, give him all the money. And pretty soon I know the business. It goes from there, from making $50 a week to, you know, like I said, $3 million a day sometimes.
In fact, I was reading sometimes you were bringing in $30 million a deal every few days.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you add up 10 days, you know, you do 10 days worth of dealing, you know, you're talking about $10 million or more. No, like $30 million.
And this is 1980s money.
Yeah, 1980s money. 84-ish, 85, 86.
So you were there when folks didn't even know what cocaine was.
In my community, nobody knew what cocaine
was. Yeah, it was a rich white guy drug.
Well, that's how I felt. You know, I felt that when I first started selling cocaine, I felt that it was another, because I've been discriminated against. You know, I've been to a hospital and they said, oh, no, you can't sit right there because this is a white only section. You have to go to the back. So when I started selling cocaine, that's how I felt about cocaine. That it was another one of those things that they said, no, this is for white people and you guys can't have it. So I felt like I was bringing cocaine to my community to give us something.
But the CIA said, oh, you blacks want it? We're going to make something special for you. Here's how you make crack.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally.
Makes it hit harder, be more addictive, turn people into zombies.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened. Exactly how it turned out.
unbelievable. We're going to break it all down. 18-minute segment coming up. You're going to get the floor. Get ready to roll. Just go through it all. Rick Ross is our guest. Ground level of the CIA crack cocaine epidemic. And then all of a sudden, years after he's out of it, they want to get rid of all the loose ends. They're trying to throw him in jail. Turns out all the people involved, they all knew what was going on. The CIA came to visit him. Said, shut your mouth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can fail it.
I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own. I've also directed Secretary Johnson and Attorney General Holder to identify additional actions my administration can take on our own within my existing legal authorities to do what Congress refuses to do and fix as much of our immigration system as we can.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Rick Ross with us for the entire third hour coming up. About 20 minutes into that hour, I'm going to open the phones up for your questions for Freeway Rick Ross. And he is here with us. We are selling his amazing untold story autobiography. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And you need to give this to young people, you know. You need to give this to police officers, you know. You need to give this to preachers, you know. It is so immoral and hypocritical. If the preacher gets up in the pulpit and gives an anti-drug sermon, which I think they should, I mean, drugs, whether they're prescription or illicit, are just super destructive. Everybody knows that. I mean, sure, some opiate pills are fine if your leg's broken. You had surgery, but it just wrecks people's lives. They are making this stuff illegal so they can make money in the black market, no pun intended, and then still put you in prison. This is a social engineering plan. Also, it's part of the social engineering with the GMO and the additives in the food and water. They don't want you getting all natural, healthy things. They don't want you knowing that they've taken the good halogen, iodine, out of the salt and food and bread and put the bad halogens of bromine, bromide, and fluoride in that just fry your glands. They don't want you to know about Survival Shield X2, Nation Iodine. We're the only company that has the deep earth crystal source. All the rest is a seaweed source, which is still great. Sea salt's great if it's all you can get, or the seaweed-based stuff. That's what I first got on and changed my life, helped me lose a bunch of weight and get healthier. But, man, when I got on the crystal source, X2, group have been trying to get a source of this for years. Talked to group, and then finally, a couple years ago, had it and took him years to get it together. And, I mean, you got to jump through DEA hoops, you name it, to get iodine because it's a very powerful substance. The type we use is the crystal source. It turns into purple gas. If you put it on a hot plate, we have video of it. I mean, it's that pure. 200 million year old. Unbelievable what it does in your body. Just get ready for all the oil to come out all the time. Just what it's done for me and my family has been sensational. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I got some good news and some bad news. It is going to sell out by the end of the week. The good news is it may only take 3 weeks to get more in. So if you want Survival Shield X2 discounted 10%, we're just keeping that discount until it sells out. When you get it with the lung cleanse, it's part of the biodefense pack, 10% off. You can also use the promo code NOW and get 5% off all the other products that are already discounted. DNA Force, Oxy Powder, already the lowest price on Oxy Powder, but 5% off promo code now. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. And again, this doesn't mimic testosterone. The concentrated organic herbs that are in there, it's stuff that's been developed to get your body to release what you're already supposed to have. With all the chemicals and the estrogen mimickers that are really screwing men up particularly. Then the formulations for women to help get them cleaned up. And you've heard the rave reviews. We are self-funding here. I fund this whole operation off books, videos, T-shirts, sponsors. We're not like NPR getting public money. We're not like MSNBC getting stimulus money. Our parent company isn't some weapons manufacturer. This is an operation set up by me, Alex Jones, to try to promote the truth. Because the truth will set us free, as Christ said. So Freeway Rick Ross is our guest. FreewayRick.com. You can get his book there as well. Or at InfoWarsStore.com. Find the supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. Or again, the book at InfoWarsStore.com. And please remember to support our local AM&FM affiliates. Whether it's Oklahoma City or I haven't plugged some of these new affiliates. We've got one, a new one in Chicago on top of our other affiliate. And we've also got Jasper, Texas just turned us on. It's like five or six new affiliates the last 2 weeks, and I haven't plugged them. They've told me to plug them. If you print those out again, I'll actually mention those on air. But please tell friends and family about the show if you're listening to it. It's a big deal that a show telling the truth like this can be heard. It's all word of mouth. Please support their local sponsors. Please tell them why you're supporting the sponsors or become a sponsor. If you're a car dealership or a restaurant or a bookstore or a maid service or a hotel, whatever, you better support it. That's why we've gone from being on the weekends to weeknights to prime time on almost every affiliate that picks up our show. Is because you have been supporting it, so you're the reason we're reaching more people. Now, Rick Ross, you've got the floor. You've told the story, biggest cocaine dealer in West Coast history, and it came out in your trial that the prosecution knew, the government knew, the DEA knew, the CIA knew, that you were one of their main distributors, but you didn't even know. I want to get into that relationship and more, but you'd gotten to the point in a few years to where, tell the story. Did you ever use? Why were you so successful? And then go ahead and walk through everything that happened. And then now what your message is to the youth about what's really going on. And we'll talk about Gary Webb.
Well, I did start using for a short time. You know, I got up to a point to where I probably had about $8,000 or $9,000. I thought I was rich. So, you know, when you're rich, you start experimenting, you know, with the drugs. And I looked up, all my money was gone. So I immediately quit using. You know, I went back and regrouped. You know, I learned that from tennis. When you're doing something wrong, you go back and you figure out what you're doing wrong. So I figured out that I couldn't use anymore. If I wanted to be rich, I had to stop using. So I stopped using, and I went on to get rich. Well, I made a lot of money. You know, like I said, I made $3 million a day sometimes. And then it got to the point to where I started seeing the effects that cocaine was having inside of my community. And it wasn't the effects that I initially thought that it was going to have. You know, I started seeing people pushing baskets. I started seeing women walking the streets and women doing anything to get high. And I started to rethink my position. That was around 88, 89. At that time, I threw my hands up. I said, you know what? I'm through with the cocaine business. I got enough money. I got more money now than I ever thought that I would have in my life. I got businesses. So I walked away. Well, what happened is the government came back and indicted me for the things that I'd already done. Went to prison. Did 5 years in prison. I got out. As immediately after I got out, they had Danilo Blandón started to call me. And his goal was to get me back inside of drugs, but I didn't want to go back. I was trying to go straight. He hounded me for like 6 months to introduce him to one of my friends. Once I made the introduction, my friend handed him a bag of money. And the cops swooped in, arrested all of us, and they got me for brokering the deal, for making the introduction, saying that I knew that they were going to be doing a drug deal. And for that reason, that I aided and abetted the crime. Doing that crime, they gave me a life sentence. While I was sitting in jail doing this life sentence, fighting my case, I was approached by a reporter, Gary Webb. Well, Gary came down and he saw me. He started talking about that I was in something bigger than, you know, what I thought I was. But, you know, also, too, Alex, that there were some cops on my case. They called themselves the Freeway Task Force. And those cops were robbing and stealing, and you know, they let the dog bite me while I was handcuffed. They got indicted as well. So I meet Gary Webb, and he's like, oh, man, this is bigger than what you think it is. I'm thinking that they're talking about the crooked cops. You know, it's like 35, 40 cops just running around robbing drug dealers, taking their money, and they became drug dealers themselves, really, because they was taking the drugs from one person, planting them on another person and selling them to this person, and just, you know, just a criminal enterprise. I mean, the whole war on drugs is just like one big hoax of one person benefiting this one, another one benefiting that way. But at the end of the day, guys like myself get caught in the middle, and I believe that we're the ones who's paying the biggest price. Not necessarily myself, because when I was in prison, I couldn't cry about my time. You know, if they'd have gave me the life sentence, I'd have had to do the rest of my life in prison. I could have accepted that because I knew that what I was doing, you know, I knew I was selling drugs, and I knew that I shouldn't have been selling drugs after a period of time.
You know, that's the key to integrity and sanity, I've learned, is admitting when you've been wrong, admitting and owning up to it. But then there's the giant hypocrisy. They're the ones bringing the drugs in, and they're the ones putting you in jail. That's 1,000 times worse, and they never own up to any of it. In fact, they sit up there like they're God, and they're clean, and they're good. That makes you want to throw up.
Well, you know, that's what really, really, like, started to affect me, you know, when I was in prison. And I'm like, once everything came out, and I interviewed with the CIA, you know, the CIA came down to my jail cell.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, but let's also go back to your trial when you learned about all this with Gary Webb. Tell that story, because Webb talked about and how you got threatened out in the hall, threatened to kill him and stuff. They didn't just threaten to kill his kids. I mean, the feds themselves that were there, not just the CIA, they were basically all in on it.
It's the DEA, I mean, they sandbagged us during trial. We're going to trial. So we have there's a period in court where you get to interview the informant, because we never talk to the informant. We don't know what the informant's going to say. You don't have no clue about what the person who's going to testify against you is going to say. So the court has a thing where they call a pre-trial hearing, where the informant is supposed to be come to like a little room. I couldn't be there, but my lawyer was supposed to be there, and Gary was supposed to be there. Well, anyway, Blandón comes to this hearing, and when they get in the room and my lawyer wants to ask him some questions, and the guy said, everything that I got to say, I'm going to say during trial. So we don't know what this guy is going to say. So we start.
You're unable to ever do a deposition.
No deposition with this guy. So when we get to trial, my lawyer don't have a clue what's going on. All the information that Gary has, we don't have this information. And Gary's not giving it to us. He didn't give us this information at first, because Gary knew I had the relationship with L.A. Times. So I felt that Gary was worried about me leaking his information to Jesse Katz at LA Times, because, you know, me and Jesse Katz still had a relationship where we talked once in a while. So Gary didn't give it to us. We start trial, and in the middle of trial, my lawyer keeps running back and forth to Gary. Gary's in the audience. So he's at the trial table with me, and he gets up from the trial table, and he goes and he talks to Blandon, and then he goes back and he asks Gary, because Gary's feeding him. Like little bits and pieces.
And that was smart. That way the LA Times, now admitted run by the CIA, the editor of CIA, trying to cover all this up. You didn't know that. He could only ask it while it was happening live, so he would get the intel and they couldn't spin it.
Exactly. I mean, he had to do it like that almost. Because I may have given it to Jesse, not knowing, you know, because I didn't know the scope of this. Believe me, I had no idea. You know, they tried to say that I told Gary how to put it together. You know they said that, right?
Yes.
They did. Oh, Rick Ross dreamed this all up and put this together and fed it to Gary and got Gary to buy into it. But I didn't know none of this. They gave me more credit than I deserved.
Who would have thought the LA Times, you know, was involved? Yeah. That's how it works, though. You're going to take down a culture and bring in and make trillions off drugs. You got to run the newspapers.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. And that's what's so amazing. Even right now today, you know, it baffles me that people don't know this. I'm like, the CIA admitted it. They got a report. You can go to their website, and the report is on their website, and people don't know it.
By their inspector general, please continue.
So we in court, and Gary's asking my lawyer this, and then the judge recognized what's going on, and she was like, well, why you keep talking to this reporter? Why are you running back and forth to him in the courtroom? I want you to stand here and do this. We're not on a fishing exposition because, you know, Gary was asking about certain names, Enrique Ramirez. And then Blandon talks about, well, my boss goes on a fishing trip with George Bush, and when they come back, they say the ends justify the means. And all this type of stuff. But this stuff is still not making
sense. It's all Machiavelli, yeah.
To me, it doesn't make any sense. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm learning about the court system while I'm there, but, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I'm still a novice. You know, this is a guy that couldn't read. You know, 2 years ago, I couldn't read. So I'm still learning what's going on. So then eventually we finish trial. They give me the life sentence. And a couple months later, Gary's story come out. Gary sends me a copy. I get a copy the day before it comes out. I call Gary on the phone, and then we start to talk, and he starts to tell me, you know, about the CIA being involved, about the Contras. Because, you know, I really didn't know what the Contras was. I had no clue what the Contras was. Definitely did not know that they were backed by the CIA and Ronald Reagan and George Bush. Had no clue that they was backed by that. I did know that Danilo and these guys and all of his friends were fighting a war in their country. Didn't know what the war was over. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's illiterate still. I'm still illiterate. I've never read a book.
Well, this stuff's complex. You're busy anyways. It's come out Ronald Reagan, not defending him. He didn't know. It was George Herbert Walker Bush running all that as well, keeping it from him. So if the president didn't know, Rick, you can't blame me for not knowing.
Yeah, so I'm still a novice to all the stuff that's going on. But when it comes out, Gary runs it down to me. He starts to tell me, and I'm like, oh, this guy Gary. He's out there. So the next thing I know, a couple of days later, the OIG is at my cell. The CIA is at my cell. Congresswoman Maxine Waters is there. I mean, it just starts to pour. All these people are coming and coming. I'm like, what is going on?
Let's talk about that. What did the CIA say to you when they came to your cell?
Well, they started to talk to me about how much drugs I sold. Who did I get my drugs from? Did I have a contract with the CIA? And I was like, no, I ain't never been with the CIA. I don't know nothing about the CIA.
They know you were compartmentalized. They wanted to act like, well, he refutes the story.
Kind of, yeah. That's what they pretty much said. And did I get drugs from Danilo Blandon? How long had I been getting drugs from him? That kind of stuff. And I was like, well, you guys want me to talk to you. Why you don't straighten my court system out? You know, I got a life sentence. Will you straighten my court sentence out? No, we don't have anything to do with that. We're not going to help you with your courts. If you want to talk to us, you just talk to us, and this is how we're going to do it. So that was pretty much that.
By the way, they could have snapped their fingers and got you out in a few years.
Yeah, I already know. But, you know, I wasn't cooperating with what they wanted me to do. So.
Well, that's why you're a hero overall, because more and more you had a chance once it came out that it had been going on to throw Gary Webb under the bus. You wouldn't do it.
Oh, no. I respect what Gary does, what he did. And even
well, you're right. He's still alive. I mean, he's living on through his, yeah.
Through a story? Absolutely. You know, and people, you know, they always picking here and there about every little thing, you know, like even with the movie, you know, oh, well, what you didn't like about the movie, how did you like this, and you know, it's like, hey, it's his spirit that people have to respect. I mean, this guy stood up for justice. He felt that even though I was selling drugs, that I still had rights that had to be respected, and that we should be treated.
You shouldn't be in jail when the CIA sold you the drugs. I've had the pilot on that was flying them in to the military base.
Yeah.
That they were then delivering to you every week.
Yeah, and what I didn't feel that way about myself, but I feel that way about guys right now in prison, because right now we have guys in prison that's been in prison 25 and 30 years, never shot anybody, never carried a gun. All he did was sold a lot of drugs and got a lot of time, and he's still there right now today.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the guns are down at the street level where dealers might get robbed or something. Up at the top, other than bodyguards, I mean, were there ever guns?
No, you didn't really need guns. The only time I would carry a gun, if I went to a club or something like that, and I think somebody might be going to kidnap me or try to do something to me, it was only self-defense. Never, you got more money than you can ever spend. What are you going to do with a gun? You know, guys who carry guns robbing people. That's because they're broke. When you got plenty of money, the only way you want a gun is to protect your money.
That's right. That's what good guns are for, is protecting your family and your money. I got my mind on my family, and I got my hand on my gun. We'll be right back with Freeway Ricky Ross. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You're getting the Inside Scoop live.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there,
I didn't tell anybody.
I just knew too
much. Does that make me crazy? Does it? Does that make Gary Webb crazy? I think it does make me crazy. Because if you're in a land of nuts, that makes you crazy. You don't go along with them. Reuters reports U.S. states pot legalization not in line with international law. UN says we can't decriminalize marijuana. See how we're going under global government? Obama says he'll put carbon taxes in on us even if Congress doesn't agree. Said that in China. See how we're living under these foreign banks' control. Parties come and go, but this continues. Look at this. This came out a few months ago. CIA admits destroying Gary Webb's career with the country's largest newspapers. We're going to talk about that next hour with our guest. We're going to get into a whole bunch of important news. Here's the latest story at Infowars.com. Russia announces deployment of bombers over the Gulf of Mexico as a new Cold War kicks off. Survey, Americans have smartened up to mass government spying and are totally against the NSA. D.C. school strips Christmas from calendar after Muslims complain. China jails CIA's imams. And we have a second video emerging of the Obamacare architect calling the American people stupid and admitting it's a ripoff. Continuing in the UN, causing all sorts of sterilization. They've been caught doing that. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Free Ricky Ross is our guest. He, of course, is played by a fictional, not a fictional character. He's played by an actor in an account of the real-life events that happened. It's almost like a documentary in Kill the Messenger, the hit movie out about the late Gary Webb. I want to hit this right now before we talk about what the CIA said to you, about your message to young people, about where you see the country and the world going. Then I want to open the phones up because they'll ask a lot of questions that I didn't think to ask. We're also going to send out a Twitter hashtag so folks can respond, just whatever they want to come up with, to ask questions of Rick Ross, who's in studio with us. But in the few minutes we have before break, Rick, we've talked a lot about this. He was coming out with a new book. He was talking to me. He wasn't ready to come back on until his new book came out. He wanted me to put an online bibliography up of a bunch of documents. He was talking to a bunch of other people. He was talking to you. I talked to you right after they killed him, or he committed suicide, as they say, in jail. You didn't buy it. He told you they'd been breaking into his house. He'd had to move. They'd threatened him. I like how the movie basically implies they killed him, but it ends before they kill him. This story of him shooting himself twice in the head, what did Gary Webb talk to you before he died? I mean, he talked to me about how he was very excited. He had all the proof to back up what he said.
Yeah, he told me he was going to keep going, that he was going to get to the bottom of it and that he wasn't going to stop until he was done with it. And he did tell me about a new book that he was working on, and he asked me if I would be a part of that as well. So, I mean, you know, I was talking to Kevin Booth when Kevin Booth is the one that told me about what happened to Gary, and I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. And right after when I spoke to you, you know, and that's when you asked me, you know, on air, was I thinking about committing suicide? And I was like, no, where did that come from? And I didn't really understand what you was doing until after I went back to my cell and I thought about it. What you were doing was making sure that everybody knew that I was thinking right, that I wasn't planning on killing myself, and that I was stable and whatnot. And,
yeah, I'm never going to commit suicide. You're never going to commit suicide?
No, never. Yeah.
So if you get shot twice in the head, you didn't do it.
I love my absolutely. If I get shot once in the head,
Gary Webb, you think they killed him?
I mean, it looks like it to me. I mean, just I'm not a forensic or anything like that, so I really can't say if it's possible that somebody can shoot themselves in the head twice. But it just seems odd to me that a person could take a gun and, because I shot a gun before, and you shoot it, and the gun does like this here. So, and you take
it. Stay there. We're going to talk more about it. Back in 70 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield, nascent iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.